Well, joined now by Ryan Ferry, the sports editor of the Donegal News. Well, Ryan, things have settled down a bit after the chaos of last weekend's Ulster final. I just want to get your thoughts on the bit of a kerfuffle that took place just after the final whistle. There's been talk, you know, about maybe some retrospective action that might be taken against those involved. What do you think the GAA will end up doing about the situation?
It's an interesting one, Mark. I was trying to get some details on it yesterday, and they weren't very forthcoming. So, look, I suppose there looks to be an apparent absence of official video on it. So, you know, if there's no official video, can there be suspensions handed out? I'm not so sure. I know Seamus Flanagan, the Limerick hurler, was maybe caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing earlier in the league, but it was on a fan footage, and I think nothing came of it. So, listen, it's hard to say if there's anything you know possibly something will come to pass, but at the minute it doesn't look like there's going to be any potential bans or suspensions, but maybe there'll be fines for both county boards.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on it and wait to see what happens. Moving on to matters this weekend, Ryan, we'll start with the Donegal Miners. They're up against Cavan at Breffni Park Saturday evening in the Ulster semi-final. It's been a good campaign so far, and that extra time win over Armagh last time out, that's the type of occasion that can really galvanise a squad.
Yeah, it definitely can, and you know there's a different format to the minor championship this year. You know, so like you know, extra time in your second game is maybe something that the boys were involved with last year maybe wouldn't have been expecting. But you know, you needed a winner, and you know Donegal dug deep in extra time to get the victory. You know, it was a tough game. I had been at the league semi final between Donegal and Armagh, and Donegal were much the better team that day. But you know, championship ball and the athletic grounds, different story. Armagh got a goal early on, so Donegal had to dig deep, and they came through it. And you know, it was a good victory at Pippin through to the semi final, and you know they were waiting to see who come through. And you know, it's Cavan, so it's, you know, another big game ahead.
Cavan actually gave Donegal a fairly tough game in the league earlier in the year, so it'll be another test, but no doubt one that Barry Wardside will be up for, and an Ulster final is a big prize at the end of it.
Oh, it's a huge prize, and you're right, you know, Cavan did really put it up to Donegal in the first league game, and Donegal were trailing for a good period of lag. They came strongly in the second half. I think it was Joe Doherty from Orris that got an important goal late on that kind of swung it. But yeah, look, Cavan have been impressive in this championship. You know, they defeated Derry, and like we all know how well Derry have been going at minor level in recent years, so you know that's not to be sniffed at. And you know, while they lost to Tyrone, you know they were well in that game. It was quite a competitive match, and then they defeated Down to reach this stage. So yeah, you know, it's going to be a tough one. Donegal haven't been in a minor final in 4 years. They've been getting the semi-finals, but it's, you know, there's a lot of competition in Ulster. It's not easy to get over the line and through to a final. But yeah, it would be brilliant for Barry Ward's men if they could make it.
Just finally, on the Miners, Ryan, the winners will face either Tyrone or Monaghan, who meet in the other semi-final on Saturday evening. Who do we expect to come through that one?
Yeah, Donegal have played both of those teams in recent weeks. They lost Tyrone in the league final, and they played Monaghan in their championship opener and defeated them. I suppose probably my read of it was probably maybe Tyrone would have been the stronger team. But I know Monaghan had a great victory over Armagh last week, which made you stand up and take a bit of attention on that too. So, yeah, I think probably Tyrone. It's home advantage for Tyrone as well. That's a big one. And, you know, there's probably a bit of disquiet in Donegal that they have to go to Cavan to play this semi-final, which doesn't make a huge amount of sense when Donegal have won all their games. Why it can't be at a neutral ground, I'm not so sure. But yeah, Donegal going into the Lions' Den, and I probably think that Tyrone maybe will come out in that other one.
Moving on to hurling and moving on to the Donegal Senior Hurlers, defeat last weekend against London, which ended their hopes of making a Christy Ring final. Just before we talk about that, Ryan, I want to just mention one man, Sean McVeigh. He made his 150th appearance for Donegal on Saturday. He's been such for Donegal hurling over the past decade or so, hasn't he?
Oh, far longer than that, Mark. I think Sean made his debut maybe when he was 17. Open to correction on that. A fantastic servant. He had a year out a couple of years ago, and the team really missed him. Just, you know, for his experience and his know-how and his quality. So they've had him back in for the last couple of years, and he's a real leader for the team, set standards, and a great ambassador for hurling in the county. You know, he does a lot to promote it himself. So, a good speaker as well. He talks a lot of sense about it and about the promotion of the game in the county, and that's great to see. And, he's a very fit player, so you'd be hoping there'd be a couple more years left in him too.
Yeah, on the pitch, that victory over Tyrone a few weeks ago has secured Christy Ring status for another year, but what do you think the overriding feeling will be within the camp? I was talking to Mickey McCann last week, and before the London game, he had big hopes of pushing up the league and making this weekend's game against Meath a bit of a shootout. It hasn't really worked out like that. Overall, will there be a wee bit of frustration at how the campaign has played out?
I think possibly. I think when you look at it, that Wicklow are top of the table here at the minute with 7 points and looking like they're going to get through to Croke Park, I think maybe Donegal would be thinking, God, that could have been us. Like, you know, there's been very little between Donegal and Wicklow when they've met in recent seasons. Like, so, you know, I think the fact that they're riding high would maybe have Donegal thinking, you know, and Donegal had Wicklow at home in Letterkenny, and it was a wet evening and a wet afternoon, and Wicklow came through. But I think that was probably a game Donegal would have targeted winning, and they really put it up to Derry as well, and just kind of faded away at the end. So listen, you know, it wouldn't have taken an awful lot to be really in contention for a league final heading into this last weekend. I think truthfully, Tyrone have looked like the weakest team throughout the season, really. They were poor in the league as well, so I think you would have been very disappointed had you not finished ahead of them. So it's good that Donegal will be back in the Christy Ring next year. I think the more you're playing at this standard, I think it'll bring you on. They've had good competitive matches, and while they're not going to make it through to the final, I think they'll want to give a good account of themselves against Meath.
Moving on to matters in the Donegal All County Football Leagues this weekend, Ryan, lots of interesting games to look forward to. We started in Division 1, leaders Terman still unbeaten despite that draw with Glenfinn last Sunday. They'll take on neighbours St Michael's. Then you have another local derby in there with Glenswilly taking on Glenfinn. St Union's up against Four Masters. You also have the likes of Sean McCool's taking on Mallon, Niamh Connell taking on Kilcare, and Buncrana against Downings. Some good games in there, Ryan. Which ones stand out to you?
Yeah, a number of good games. I suppose the one that really stands out for me is maybe St Union's against Four Masters. It's not one of the derby ones, but I suppose St Union's are the reigning county champions, and Four Masters are the team that everybody thinks is coming. They've had a lot of underage success. They had 6 county under 20 players, so it looks like they're going to be competing for the Dr. Maguire in the not too distant future. Now, how long will that be? Will it be this year? Will it be 4 or 5 years? Remains to be seen, but it'll be interesting to see how they fare out. Now, I know some of those under 20s are doing the leaving cert, so I'm not sure if they'll have all of them this week in O'Donnell Park, but it'll be a good test against St Union. St Union probably won't have their county contingent, you would imagine. So, and St Union were beaten by Downings last week, which was a bit of a surprise. So maybe they'd be looking to put down a marker at home. So I think that looks like it's a tasty one on paper. Terman are going well, much to your delight, Mark, I would say. And they're going rightly, and they play St Michael's. I think the game is maybe moved to Saturday even. And that should be a good one. Now, I've seen a good bit of Terman against St Michael's over the last 5 or 6 years. St Michael's nearly always hold the upper hand. But, Terman are coming with a strong and athletic young team that served their apprenticeship now down in Division 2. And they look like they're really going to make a mark in Division 1. They've won the senior Gaeltacht. I'm sure they were disappointed not to defeat Glenfinn last week. So I think they'll be eyeing up another 2 points at the Burn Road. And, you know, if they get that with 7 games played, you'd have to say they'll be really pushing for a Division 1 league final spot.
On to Division 2, Iriu Ballyshannon and Neave Warra Lower Rosses are the unbeaten teams in there and looking strong. They've made a good early push to be the front runners to get promotion back up to Division 1.
Yeah, they have. I suppose, you know, Iriu was quite a surprise that Iriu were relegated, really. They just kind of had a slide at the end of the league last year, and just whatever happened, it kind of fell away from them. And it was, you know, I'm not really surprised that they're coming good, because, you know, there were a lot of talented players, and, you know, me club will stick it up to them this week, but you would imagine they will come through it. And, well, the big game, maybe the big game of the whole weekend, really, is it will be in Rosses Park in Dunloe against Neave Warra. Both teams eyeing up promotion. You know, so like Neave Warra are really impressive this year under Danny O'Donnell, but this is probably the biggest test of their credentials so far against Dunloe, who'll be calling for them. You know, so, you know, Dunloe have been going rightly after losing their first game, so they'll be hoping to win this at home. I think Neave Warra defeated Dunloe last year at the Banks, and it was maybe the first time ever beating them. So, could they make it back-to-back victories? I think Dunloe will be aiming to have something to say about that. And yeah, could be fiery about Rosses Park, I would say.
Another team that have made a good start to life in Division 2 are Neave Padraig Uiscadhéin of Muff. We were all gripped by their run to the All-Ireland Junior Final earlier this year, and it seemed like they wouldn't get much of a break before the season started. It was always going to be interesting to see how they would fare out. They'll be happy enough with how they've managed to keep going and get 3 wins from their first five.
Yeah, I think they'll be happy, particularly because big Kevin Lynch hasn't been playing for them after the under-20s, and he's carrying a bit of a knock, I think. So, yeah, like he's a big loss with to come through and get those points on board. I suppose, you know, Keelan McColgan has been outside the Donegal Match Day 26 on two occasions, which is probably a bit of a surprise, and they've had him for 2 games, and, you know, he's really been impressive in both of those games, like against Convoy and then against Bundoran. You know, so to have somebody of that caliber playing for you is a real help. Now, Keelan, you know, will be really pushing hard to get back into that Match Day 26 for Donegal. So, you know, I don't know if they'd have him this week or even in the future. But, the Padraig are going well. You know, our draw, probably a bit of a surprise last week that they only managed to draw with a Fannin team that had been struggling. So, and I think I'm right in saying that Neave Padraig defeated Ardra at Tuir last year. So, yeah, that could be another tight game. A theme. I had a wee look at Neave Padraig against Dunloe, and were well beaten that day. But, you know, there's some good players there. Young Killian Doyle looks like he's going to be a good addition in his first year of adult football. Rian Gallagher's back on board for Neave Padraig as well. So, yeah, I think that could be a tight game, and maybe the home side will be fancying their chances.
Finally, Ryan, two of the top teams in Division 3 going head-to-head on Saturday evening. It'll be Red Hughes travelling to take on Letterkenny Gaels. Red Hughes are 5-5 instead of top, but this will be as big a challenge they've faced so far.
Yeah, you would imagine that Division 3 is a bit disjointed. You know, there's some teams struggling at the bottom and other teams going well at the top. You know, so, yeah, like Red Hughes, you know, if Red Hughes were putting out the team that's been put out in the last few weeks, last season, they wouldn't have been relegated. You know, they were just struggling a wee bit in attack, you know, but, you know, they've Johnny Carlin back on board this year. He played last week. Liam Carlin was back on board there, in a game against Perigo. Jack Gillespie is back home from England. So there's a strong local team and new management with Darren O'Leary, Mark O'Sullivan. So, you know, they're going rightly. At this stage, you'd have to make them clear favourites for promotion to Division 3, or Division 2, should I say. And, you know, Letterkenny Gaels, you know, surprisingly, drew with Perigo, should I say, and then a loss to Neave Olton. They didn't have Ronan Freehan last week. I think he's going away for the summer to America. So that's a big loss, you know. But listen, Eddie Gallen, or Eddie Glacken, is in there with Letterkenny Gaels now, you know, they've gone with a lot of young players trying to build things back up. They mightn't be looking for necessarily quick fixes. And so, you know, I think they'll be looking to put in a good performance in this one, but I would be expecting Red Hughes to claim the spoils.